What would this amendment do for the schools of the Roaring Fork Valley?
Most importantly, it would bring in about $1,700 per pupil, per student, in additional revenues. And what that would do for us, more than anything else, is allow us to increase teacher and staff salaries. One of our big challenges in the Roaring Fork Valley is being able to pay our staff a living wage. Amendment 73 would be a game changer in allowing us to find ways to retain and attract really high quality teachers and other staff members.
How will this amendment affect the average Coloradan?
Unlike most school funding taxes, this is a graduated income tax that starts at incomes above $150,000 per year after adjusted for deductions. So typically, you won't see any change in your income tax unless you earn close to $200,000 per year.
And it's going to affect state corporate income taxes as well?
Colorado Association of School Boards has just produced some analyses, some samples of different income levels and what the tax implication might be. One of the ones they offer is a business scenario. If a business has an annual income of $300,000, they would be seeing an additional income tax of about just over $600 per year. So about 50 bucks a month for a $300,000 annual business income.
Is there a plan already for how that money would be spent within the school district?
Well, we're not completely counting our chickens at this point, but we have established our number one priority is teachers. We know, and what our community tells us, is that they very strongly support our teachers, and they know that they want a great teacher in every classroom. The way that the amendment is written, about two-thirds of the fund go to total district discretion. And about one-third is also for district discretion, but it's earmarked within special categories, including early childhood education, full-day kindergarten, special education, gifted and talented, things like that. So some of the funding would go to those categories. Those two could be used for salaries, but our top priority would be teacher salaries.
All right. Rob Stein, superintendent for the Roaring Fork School District. Thank you.
Thank you very much.